Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In this episode, I sit down with Sarah Clark to talk about how you can get pregnant naturally. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and I am sitting down with a phenomenal guest today. We're going to be discussing a topic that I don't think I've ever covered on this show, but is so incredibly important in so many of your lives listening to this as you try to navigate what can be a very painful and depressing process. There's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot to crawl through and try to piece together to figure out what the right moves are, what you should try, if it's not working, things like that. And so I wanted to bring someone on, a friend of mine who is an actual expert in this area. She hosts a podcast called Get Pregnant Naturally, and she focuses on helping people identify the areas of their life, the lifestyle changes they can make to improve their chances of getting pregnant. Whether going the natural route or even if they have to go the medical route, improving the chances that this is something they'll be able to successfully do as they try to build their family. Back when she was 28, she received the diagnosis of premature ovarian failure, and she accepted the diagnosis and had both her children through in vitro fertilization using donor eggs. Now, years later, she realized the root cause of her infertility was a food sensitivity and later a gut infection. As a result of that very frustrating experience, she decided to become a certified coach with accreditation from the International Coaches Federation and a health coach with training from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Her focus is to make sure that people at least consider functional medicine, consider the holistic side to solving their fertility issues. Let's get into the conversation. All right, so I'm sitting down with Sarah Clark. Sarah is the host of Get Pregnant Naturally, a podcast that has been absolutely crushing it for the past probably 2 years, going on 2 years now, and just helping women and families everywhere get started, helping them understand what is going on with their bodies, what the connection between their diet and their fertility has to do with their ability and their chances to conceive naturally, and look bringing to the table other options before going the medical route. So I'm super excited to have her on. The topic we are tackling is how to get pregnant naturally. And very specifically, we're going to be talking about the elimination diet, which if you haven't heard of, she will provide some insight on. So Sarah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. So yeah, let's start with, and I want to get into a little bit more about you and talk very briefly on, I know you in particular have a really interesting story in this space that sort of is driving your work in it. But let's first define the elimination diet. What exactly is it for anyone who hasn't heard of it?
So basically, elimination diet is you're taking out the top allergens, which are dairy, gluten, soy, corn, peanuts, and eggs, and you're taking those out of your diet for 10 days and then systematically reintroducing them to see exactly how food impacts your body. And really, we're talking about it in the context of people that are trying to conceive. So I recommend that both partners do the elimination diet, but really anyone can do an elimination diet. And people that come to us would say, I'd say 100% of people that come to us would say they don't have a food sensitivity. And 100% of them actually do. So it's really to dig into that. And I think a lot of times people, especially well, I'm talking about the fertility space, they don't think that diet impacts their fertility, and we see that it does.
Got it. So what does what exactly is the problem? How is it that diet plays that big of a role in their fertility?
Yeah. And so really, so taking it back, so people get sort of myopically focused on their infertility diagnosis, be it unexplained infertility, be it low ovarian reserve or diminished ovarian reserve, be it fibroids, be it PCOS, be it endometriosis, whatever it may be. And they just focus on the diagnosis instead of looking at the whole body. And really, for a food sensitivity, there's certain things that could be showing up in your body. And sometimes people will say to me, oh, I have infertility. And oh, by the way, I have migraines. Oh, by the way, I have acne. Oh, by the way, I have digestive issues. So for food sensitivity, it could impact your digestion. So be it constipation, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, burping, gas. Those are common, but not normal. Skin issues. So acne, dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, skin rashes. So skin issues, mood, irritability, brain fog, ADHD, depression, anxiety. So mood issues that potentially could be a food sensitivity. Joint issues. So those joint swelling or painful joints, arthritis, and also autoimmune diseases such as Hashimoto's, celiac disease, MS, lupus, like digging deeper into. Some people will come to me and say, oh, I have infertility and I also have an autoimmune disease. That is not just that's a huge clue for us to dig deeper. Mm.
Interesting. How did you come to learn all this? Because you haven't always been an expert in this space, have you?
No. So I literally had my own journey was diagnosed with premature ovarian failure, had both my kids with donor eggs, and then years later discovered for me it was food sensitivity. So when I took out gluten, dairy, and corn from my diet, and then later I found gut infections and looking at other issues, it was diet plus gut health plus lifestyle factors, but really starting with the diet piece is the gateway for a lot of people. And I think they come to the diet piece last, and we're saying in the functional approach, looking for the root cause of why it's not working, we're looking at diet first.
Interesting. And so it's sort of this process of, okay, maybe you do need to go the donor egg route, but let's at least look at these other things first and see if it's playing a role.
And yeah, we've helped people that have had multiple IUIs, multiple IVFs, and come to us and said, I'm willing to look at a functional route, and sort of just as a case study, you know, let's just try this. And within 4 months, pregnant naturally. So, and in that case, I'm talking about she had undiagnosed celiac disease, multiple gut infections. So for her, diet was key. And we started with the elimination diet, and then we went actually into the AIP diet, which is the autoimmune protocol diet. So that just takes that on steroids. But the foundational part is the elimination diet, because you can get a food sensitivity test. It can come back intolerant to all your favorite foods. You don't know where to start. The elimination diet will really keep it clear as to, wait a minute, this is how each of these foods impact your, you know, my body.
Yeah. So that's actually something I was going to ask around how you identify what those allergens are. So is that first step to take the sensitivity test?
Yeah. So basically what we do with our couples is we have, and typically we're dealing with female factor infertility. So we do functional testing for the woman, and we'll do a food sensitivity test. We'd look at the LEAP MRT test, looks at 200 foods and food chemicals. So foods in the yellow, you keep out for 60 days, foods in the red, you're keeping out for 90 days. And then while we're waiting for the results of the food sensitivity test, we have you do the elimination diet. And we have both partners do that. So that's taking out those top allergens again, which are dairy, gluten, soy, corn, peanuts, and eggs, and also processed sugar. And we do recommend going organic, because we're in the middle of a huge food experiment right now where our food's sprayed with glyphosate and other herbicides, and really switching to organic. But and then as you take those foods out over the course of 10 days, and it's not about drinking green juice and starving during these 10 days. It's really eating nutrient dense, healthy foods. And you can really, by taking out those allergens, you could really just eat a lean protein such as a fish or a chicken or beef. You can do a veggie and a starch such as a quinoa or a brown rice. So it can be quite simple, or you can go into all these recipes. But basically, you're taking those allergens out. And then the key part of this after the 10 days is then to reintroduce them. So you'd start with corn. You reintroduce corn. You'd have corn a couple times. So say you introduce on a Monday, you'd have corn a couple times on a Monday. You bring back in organic corn. And then you'd have a symptom checklist. The symptom checklist would have, you know, signs such as, did I get the sort of those digestive, the skin, the mood, the joint issues. So there's a whole list of things there that you can see. Okay, you know, did I have any symptoms? And if you have any symptoms, that's a clue that your body doesn't like that food. So if you all of a sudden get brain fog, or you're like super cranky, or you notice, you know, a rash coming up, or you're like, oh my goodness, I got gas, you know, that's a clue that for you, corn didn't work. And we've got people that flare up their asthma. So it's different for everyone. So then you would wait for 3 days, and then you'd start the next food, which would be eggs. And a lot of people are for fertility. It's like eggs are supposed to be, you know, awesome for fertility. But a lot of times people are intolerant to the eggs, and they're intolerant to the egg whites. Is what we find. And so it's again to bring the eggs back in, again, organic, you know, eggs, and then again, have those a couple of times a day, and then wait the 3 days, see how you feel, use the checklist. And so basically you're bringing in all the top allergens over the course of 30 days and just documenting each time. You're like, oh, that's what it does to me. That's how I feel.
Got it. So it sounds like a very like procedural step-by-step approach to things. I'm curious, have you found that something like an elimination diet has any effect at all on the male side of things? So ability to have healthy semen?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's stats now saying that male factor and female factor infertility are at 50-50%. So before it was 60% women, 40% men. Now, and sperm is quite affected by the environment. So the fact that you're eating, you know, food that's got pesticides on it, that's a huge thing. So again, making sure it's organic. And then with the elimination diet, a lot of times men could be having soy if they're doing more plant-based, which is a phytoestrogen. So that's not recommended for sperm. So it really is to dig in deeper. And especially if the man is saying, hey, I'm getting headaches, I'm getting brain fog, I have mood issues, I have digestive issues, I have joint issues, skin, whatever it is, that's a clue. And a lot of people come with, you know, seasonal allergies or sinusitis or those sort of things. So it is to dig in. We haven't had one person come in that's dealing with infertility. And this is not a sick population. They want to have babies, but there's usually something else going on in the body besides infertility for both people, even though the man will put his hand up and say, my sperm is totally fine. So we recommend both partners do the elimination diet, see how food impacts you and really preconception health to really optimize it for both partners.
So we know that you host the podcast Get Pregnant Naturally, which for anyone out there who has been struggling with this or is maybe concerned that this will be a struggle as they try to have kids, highly recommend that you take a listen. What are some other resources that you'd recommend just to learn a little bit more about how food affects the body in this way?
Yeah, so totally have both partners do the elimination diet. And then after that, we recommend that both couples would keep out dairy and gluten because those are the top allergens. Take those out of your diet. If you have an infertility diagnosis, both partners take them out of your diet for 90 days. And if you're not pregnant after the 90 days, then dig into the gut testing. And we look at the GI map stool test, looks at the DNA of your stool. The majority of people that come to us, there's some sort of gut infection going on, be it a parasite, be it a bacterial infection, be it a fungal infection, be it a worm. There's something going on in the gut. And as you heal the gut with a targeted protocol, then you can get, and then you start to balance hormones, and it's looking at the whole body as well. So we would then recommend gut testing. And really, dairy light and gluten light, don't even bother. You have to go 100% because if you have an intolerance to this food, even a small amount of the food coming in is going to then cause inflammation in your body. So you have to commit 100%. Same with the elimination diet. There's never a perfect time to do an elimination diet. We've all got things going on in our life, but pick a time that you don't have, you know, events going on, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever it is, and just say, look, I'm going to do this strictly for the, for the 10 days, keeping those foods out, and then over the course of 30 days and really use, because the elimination diet is the gold standard to figure out if you have a food sensitivity. The food sensitivity testing is great, but the gold standard is the elimination diet.
Got it. And where can we find, and I'll definitely include it in the description, but where can we find additional reading on the that top list of allergens that we should be cutting out?
You can head to the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, and I have an episode that tells you exactly how to do the elimination diet. So definitely check out that episode. It'll tell you how, which foods to, again, the foods to take out, how to reintroduce it, what to look for, and really why this is so important for your fertility for both men and women.
Beautiful. So I will link to that episode. It's on the podcast Get Net. Beautiful. So I will link to that episode. It's on the podcast Get Pregnant Naturally with Sarah Clark. Now, let's switch gears here a little bit, because Sarah, I understand that you are currently in the middle of launching something. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So we have, twice a year, we have a mindfulness fertility series. It's a live group program. And this is really for if you have an IUI coming up, if you have an IVF coming up, if you are trying to get pregnant naturally, looking at your mindset is key. So we take a functional approach by looking at your diet, looking at your lifestyle, looking at lab testing, but really looking at your mindset as well is equally as important as making sure that you're not eating an inflammatory diet. So this program runs twice a year. It is starting, doors close actually for registration on September 23rd at midnight Pacific, and class starts on Thursday, September the 26th at 7:30 Eastern. So if that feels right for you, you can head on over to FabFertile, FABFertile.com, and just click on shop, and then you can click on the register button, and we'd love to have you join us.
And just for those who maybe haven't made the mental link between their mindset and fertility and their fertility journey, what's an example of how this plays in a role?
Yeah, so really there's been studies done by the pioneer of mind-body fertility is Alice Domar. So she's a Harvard researcher. She's been doing this for over 20 years, and really having groups of women that are looking at looking at these foundational pieces of mindfulness. So looking at meditation, looking at visualization, looking at being, there's a lot of triggers when you're trying to get pregnant, and a lot of with pregnant bellies, baby showers, baby announcements. There's a lot of triggers, and really getting honest about your triggers and being able to reframe those negative thoughts is crucial for your success. It helps with your cortisol levels, and your cortisol levels will then, the cortisol levels, which are the stress hormone, which will then impact your sex hormones. So really looking at looking at your mindset as you go through this journey is key to your success. And Alice Domar, her studies, people that were in those groups, within 6 months, 55% of people became pregnant. Women became pregnant. And then within 2 years, 95% of women became a mother somehow. So it is, mindset is really key.
I love that. And where can we find information on the program again?
Yeah, so they can go to FabFertile, FABFertile.com, and then click on shop and click on the mindfulness link there, and you can join.
Beautiful. And I will link directly to that in the description if you're having trouble finding it. So Sarah, I just want to say thank you for jumping on, sharing a little bit more about the elimination diet with us. It's something that I've definitely never been too focused on in my own life, but I know there's so many people listening to this show that have been trying and trying and trying. And I think this is potentially the big unlock for them. So thank you.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Absolutely. For those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to connect with Sarah. She's the host of Get Pregnant Naturally. Highly, highly recommend the podcast if you are on this journey. Even if you're just starting it, if you haven't had any struggles yet, I still recommend you check out the show just to learn a little bit more about what your options are for a natural pregnancy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.